Mabel Louise.
Good morning. Oh, it's another beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying the day where you are. It's always such a blessing to my life to be able to ride along in your car or in that big bus or wherever you are. Maybe you're doing something, some chores around the house. Whatever you're doing, turn the dial up just a little bit louder. And let me spend the next 15 minutes with you. And before I get into my broadcast message today, I want to remind you that this month is Connect Month. And, can't you take at least 5 minutes and sit down and write to us or maybe send an email or text us, whatever. Use whatever means is easiest for you and let us know that you are a listener and how long you've been listening and maybe even some information about your family and where you live. All of that would be such a blessing to all of us on staff. So don't wait. Get to it today. Yes, I want to continue on with my 10 commandments in guiding children. One that I made up years ago, but it's really timely now to be reminded of all that you need to teach your children. Yes, they're being taught the ABCs at school and all the different subjects, but you don't want to fail to have the Word of God, including in their training. And when I stopped my last broadcast, I was on number 4. But I will go back and I will list the first 4 so that you know where I'm coming from with the 10 commandments. And in case you were not listening, the first one was teach your children God's Word. So many times there are occasions where the instructions would be, no children, please. And actually, these voices were seldom given out, but they're often assumed that when we're invited to hear a prominent speaker or a teacher or some leader, the assumption is that children wouldn't know what's going on and they just maybe might annoy the speaker. Well, over in Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 16, the Lord's disciples made a similar assumption about children and about the service. And Jesus was displeased when his disciples rebuked the parents who brought their little ones to be blessed. And Jesus knew that children with their little receptive hearts were closest to his kingdom. And it's so interesting because I read about this, that many years ago, missionary Robert Moffat learned the importance of not overlooking children. Only a few people had come to one of his meetings because of the bad weather. It had been snowing and ice and you name it, and it was bad, so the congregation was very tiny. Yes, he was disappointed, but he preached his message to the few that were there. And before he finished, there was a boy who decided, after hearing his message, to become a missionary. Guess what? His name was David Livingston. And he grew up becoming God's pioneering servant in the continent of Africa. Oh, what a mission he had. What a blessing he was to many of the African people. So we have to realize how important it is to teach children. Parents, school teachers, church workers, neighbors, we never, of any of us, ever should overlook children that the Lord puts in our individual lives. And remember, the kingdom of God is always addressed to children, too. And that's so important. So that kind of covers my first point, and that is teach them using God's word. And on my past broadcast, I read to you Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. And if you have time, read that, because it is a commandment from the Lord himself, saying that you are to teach the children. And it says, I command that you teach the children. And he goes on and tells when you should do it and what you should do. And of course, it's the word of God. Well, my second point is tell them what's right and what's wrong. And oh, that's so important in the days in which we're living with so much going on. You need to take time and explain what the children should do and shouldn't do. Of course, you tell them not to run out in the street and different things along that line in general living. But don't leave out the scriptures that where the Lord teaches us what is to be taught. And then number three was see them as gifts from God. Lo, the Bible says, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Oh, what a blessing children are. I have had four children, all grown. I had 11 grandchildren, and now 19 great-grandchildren. Wow. All of them so very special and precious to me. And so now today for my fresh one, the first one where I haven't spoken about is guide them in godly ways. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, there you are. That's good admonition from the Holy Spirit that you are responsible to train up that child. And even though they might stray and they might get into some trouble and you're not happy about the circumstances, just pray that they'll remember the verses you taught them when they were small. And remember the times when you had devotions with them. Remember the times when they were in Sunday school. Remember the times when they were in the service and listening to the pastor speak. Because the promise from the Lord is that when he's older, those verses will be brought to mind and he can think about them. So that's how important it is to train your children and your grandchildren. And then the next one is number five, and it says discipline them. Oh, my goodness. I think that's the need of the hour, don't you? It seems like families are more prone to be lenient with children today. I don't know. Maybe it's just my idea. But it's so important. The Bible says, correct thy son and thy daughter, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy souls. And so you can count on the fact that you need to absolutely discipline them. And there are many verses in the Bible that instructs parents on how to discipline. I'll be covering that a little more deeply in another message, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. So I'll just skip over and go to love them unconditionally. Luke 15:11-32 tells us the wonderful story and example of loving a child unconditionally. And you'll recall how that son requested his early inheritance, and he went to a far country and spent all of his money in worldly things. And it was all gone, and all of those people that used his money, they didn't pay any attention to him, and he was all alone and wondering what he could do. So he got a job in feeding the pigs, which, by the way, was the lowest of all jobs for a Jewish son. He decided that, I don't like this. I don't have enough food to eat, because he was forbidden to eat the food that he was feeding the pigs. So he decided he would go back home to his father and serve him as a slave, which would be far better than feeding those pigs. So he returned to his home. And the father had been praying for his son, of course, and waiting every day, hoping he would return. And when the father saw him coming down the road, he ran to meet him and accepted him with open arms. And he was reestablished as a member of the family again. And I can't think of another example that would be any better than that. That's found in Luke, the 15th chapter. That father never, ever forgot his son. No parent, if they love their children, will never forget that they are always, always welcome in the home, and to love your children unconditionally. And then number 7 is, do not provoke them to wrath. Oh my goodness, that is found over in Ephesians 6:4. There seems to be so much anger that's flaunting around today, doesn't it? You turn on the television and you see the different scenes of people exposing their anger at someone. And certainly it's awful to provoke a child and discourage them. And Ephesians 6:4 says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I have another message that I've already prepared on that subject. Do not provoke your children to wrath. I'm going to wait and bring that one at a later date, because I sort of sense that people are so busy, parents and grandparents are so busy with schedules, trying to include so many things, that you fail to have the patience because of overtiredness or because of circumstances in the family. And you're so prone to say things that you know you should never have said. So stay tuned and let me bring that message later on. And then number 8 is, earn their respect by example. More than anything else, children need to be loved, and they need to spend time with you. Time, I think, is one of the most important things that children want. And as I said, parents are too busy with work, too busy with extra activities that they allow their children to take part in, and so they lack quality time with parents. Could it be that parents are too involved in what they want to do and then let the children just fit in? Why not consider yourself to be a missionary to your children? And of course, if you are, that is a full-time job. My advice is to live it up while you can, because they grow up so fast. For when the next is empty nesters, you will wish them back home again. And I guess the best thing I can say here is ask we grandparents. That's for sure. My children grew up way too fast. And oh my goodness, how I missed them when they left home. So claim the promises in the Bible that the Lord will give you the special wisdom that you ask for. And realize, of course, that we all make mistakes and that we all learn by experience. So I'm about out of time, and I want to leave you with just this statement. Invest in the future of your child and be sure to lead them to Jesus. That's the most important thing, is that you teach them the scriptures on how to know Jesus as their own personal Lord and Savior. That's the icing on the cake. And so will you tune in to my next broadcast and let me finish the Ten Commandments in guiding children. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.